Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been a wild year.
Increasing inflation.
Israel.
Ukraine.
Syria.
What a year.
47th president and your 45th president.
And what happens in 2025?
Act of terrorism.
New Congress.
House Speaker.
Happens here.
Buckle your seatbelts.
97.3. The Sky.
Yeah, baby. It's Friday. Just like two brothers, Greg and I, were like, we were wrestling during the break. I gave him another noogie.
Oh, hate when he does that.
It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hour number two of our Friday get together begins. And, you know, look, not to toot our own horn, but we have done some really great shows and we've had some really great guests. And I don't want you to miss any of that. Former Sheriff Emory Ganey is going to be on this morning. Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America, always protecting our Second Amendment rights. He's going to be on at 9. So you don't ever have to miss a minute of the show. You can download the Bob Rose Show podcast. And all you have to do is hit subscribe. See, I always used to be like, I'm not hitting subscribe because they're going to charge me. But that's right. Not how it works.
You had to learn, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So it's free.
You know, it's funny,
like radio.
You talk about both of those guests. I would almost guarantee, almost, that if folks go, oh, okay, former sheriff, okay, Luis Valdez, yeah, you get it. They probably would be wrong if they thought they knew exactly what both of those guys are going to talk about today. If you think about it that way.
Well, yeah.
Versus typical conversation. There's going to be some interesting things there, I think, that people don't want to miss out on.
Might have to do with Pam Bondi?
Yes.
Some things might have to do with Tallahassee. I mean, who
yes.
knows?
Yes. Maybe right. A little chess game, maybe even, if you look
what?
At it that way, you know?
Listen, I'm not your pawn.
Wow. Wow.
Senator, at least for now, Ashley Moody's been named as his replacement. Yeah. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody yesterday came out and said, yep, the governor appointed me, and yeah, I'm taking that gig. Yeah. But Senator Marco Rubio on Wednesday, one of the many things talked about is Nicaragua's communist regime as a threat to the United States for its role in directly contributing to the migrant crisis at the U.S. southern border and for permitting a Russian military presence in its territory.
Wow.
And
we don't think about Nicaragua that much, do we? Venezuela's usually on our mind because of all the exporting criminals they're bringing us.
Well, Daniel Ortega is the dictator, and it's like, that still almost sounds like some kind of flashback.
Wow.
Yeah, Daniel Ortega. I'm like, what is he, like 112? Anyway, Rubio, you know, wants to warn people and let them know that, look, we've got some issues here, because he specifically is trying to take advantage of the U.S., has been. He said that Ortega is not only eroding democracy in its country, but also challenging U.S. strategic interest in the region. They have literally put planes full of opponents and sent them to the United States and all over the world. It's a great challenge for our national security, and it's even more worrisome in other aspects. Listen to this. Due to migration pressure, remember it was Biden, wide open, the Biden administration, wide open border. Nicaraguan regime specifically was allowing people to fly to Nicaragua without visas.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Unreal.
So when bad people look for opportunities and somebody says, hey, you can fly to our country and you don't even need a visa.
Wow.
Bad people are going to do that. And then what happens? Oh, then all you got to do is drop them off near the southern border. Mm. And under the Biden administration, they're going to do any background check? They're going to do any deep dive on any of these folks?
What could possibly
of course,
go
yeah,
wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
And so Ortega, yeah, he weaponized our migration weakness. And that allows hundreds of U.S.-bound migrants to pass through the Central American nation toward the U.S. southern border. Now, here's also the advantage to taking Nicaragua up on its offer, its geographical location, because you'd completely bypass the Darien Gap. That's what separates, you know, North America, South America, or Central America and South America, I guess. It's a jungle trail that Panama shares with Colombia. It's the only existing land bridge that connects South and Central America. It's used by hundreds of thousands of U.S.-bound migrants in recent years. But, man, I'll give you an advantage. I'll give you an example. Apparently, who's taken advantage of this Nicaraguan offer? Apparently, well, Libya has.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they're so nice there. Libyans? Not so much.
Yeah.
Anyway, it goes on from there.
Wow.
Another reason why I think for Secretary of State, Rubio is a great pick. He really, again, geopolitically sees these things accurately. Knows a little bit about, you know, how commies operate. His parents were immigrants from Cuba. So he's a great guy for the position. And, of course, once we start to, which will happen, begin to happen on day one, solidify, you know, our borders and tighten things up from a security perspective. But there's a bunch of people that are already here.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a legitimate concern and fear, and it should be.
We don't know who
a lot of people
or where they are.
Yeah.
Or what they're up to.
Yeah, we can't even find kids.
Right.
That they basically, like, or sent a bunch of them, like, to the same address. Like, do you really think this family is taking care of 412 kids?
Not so much.
Isn't that sick? And now we have real, legitimate national security threats.
Mm-hmm.
We know they're here. We don't know how many. We don't know how great of a threat they are. We don't know whether they are working in teams, in unison, or, you know, in separate ways, what and how they may attack.
But Joe thinks he's done such a great job for the country.
Do you really think he believes that?
Who knows what he acknowledges or believes. Who knows what's going on in that head of his.
No, that's the thing. It was like, I'm guilty of it. Countdown to January 20th. You know, can't wait.
Right.
It's like Monday. We're going to get a new administration. And, man, things we know are going to change. They're going to change immediately, and they're going to change for the better. But the fear is, who's already here? What's already in place?
Mm-hmm.
Just came out recently, and I didn't see it in the headline here, but I saw it on Fox last night, that China was able to hack into Janet Yellen's computer, Secretary of Treasury, and two of her underlings.
Oh my goodness. They could
hack in there. They have hacked in there, the Chinese. You know, my fear, I guess, is sort of a perfect storm. Something is going to happen, and it's going to trigger all these other little entities, like I say, either, you know, working in unison specifically, or specifically looking for opportunities that may be presented by terrorist attacks from other groups. That's my fear.
Yeah. It's legit.
Yeah. All right. It is 7:14 on the Bob Rose Show. A non-binary elected politician in Massachusetts is taking a month off of work after accusing fellow city council members of misgendering her.
Oh, my goodness.
And calling her it. Yeah. And it's probably because her name is Asian. It's Thu Nguyen.
Her name's Sue. She just has a lift.
Wow.
Sorry.
Is that Irene or Eileen? And taking time away to focus on her mental health.
Oh, we agree with that part.
Well, no. Her mental health issues are based on the people around her misgendering her.
Well, but she has mental issues. That part, she's looking at it, are looking at them a little wrong.
Now, her colleagues say that the so-called misgendering was accidental. I mean, it is confusing for people And yeah, you can say, well, that's ignorance or whatever. You need to learn those, you know, little pronouns and all that.
No, we don't.
Well, just don't refer to it in any way.
Use them. Exactly.
And I think it's what they're trying to do, but I don't know. Called her it.
Well, can you even say
it says
misgendering versus Mr. Gendering?
Sorry. Say that again.
I said misgendering versus Mr. Gendering. Even miss sounds wrong if you're going to go down that road.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just all. It's like Rush used to say, we don't have to participate in your make-believe.
Well, and where we're at in the world today and our true concerns.
Yes.
Where this lines up on that list of priorities.
Exactly.
It's kind of one of those give me a break. Yep. Kind of moments.
Uh-huh.
All right, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about, but first, what's bugging you? Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Call now. 97.3 The Sky.
There's been a lot of talk about...
They came across here... Legally.
The time has come for you to sound off.
I don't think we should build the wall.
Now, what's bugging you? You on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. 7:22. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And let's go to Knucklehead. What's bugging you?
Man, it's state rape by the Democratic Party from 1-2021 to 1-2025. I got one thing to say to them. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. See ya.
Good to hear from you. All right. Hangman, what's bugging you?
Yeah, what's bugging me is the other day I had car problems coming back from Orlando, and I limped into a parking lot, and it was about 11 o'clock at night. It was cold as heck. And I'm looking on my phone, and I'm finding these 24-hour service because I don't have AAA. But I was looking for 24-hour service guys that come out. I mean, I think it was a battery problem, I believe. But anyway, I called like four of these companies, and they're boasting 24-hour service. And I pinged my guys, and they're not responding, so they all probably went home. Oh, I don't, you know, we're not working today or something like that. And finally, I found a guy, but he had to drive all the way from the turnpike to 27 in Ocala. It cost me a fortune. And it's just these companies that boast 24-hour service. They're not providing it. There's no question. Then Road Ranger, they won't even come out unless they're on the highway. So, you know, that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, that's finding people that will come out and help you out is becoming harder, or the wait is longer, or like you had to pay. But, yeah, if you're going to advertise 24 hours.
Yeah, do that. Be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is
still a need for somebody. And you're always talking about, you know, a need that would do well.
Right.
Good, dependable, timely road service.
Yeah.
It's hard to find.
It really is. Let's go to Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? You know, California's got this new law where all the heavy trucks and equipment have to meet certain emission standards just to get into that state or face heavy fines. Now, with all the fire damage and everything happening, it's going to drive the cost of construction through the roof, or maybe nobody will deliver their supplies to California.
Wow, what a great point. That'd be like restricting who could come into Florida after a hurricane to help rebuild. You're going to need a lot of folks, a lot of supplies, and now you're going to make it much more difficult on them because you're California and you got to have all these. Yeah, they were granted a waiver by the Biden administration to be like extra nasty.
Mm. I guess perfect just, timing. Yep.
Yeah, not
too bright.
Not using their thinking caps. Yeah. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. So I received my annual automobile insurance renewal a few days ago. I was hesitant to open it because I know they don't really reward perfect driving records like mine. So I open it, and the rate goes up 17.6%. And I'm not even allowed to have comprehensive because my car was, air quotes, totaled, but I repaired it. It's a 20-year-old Honda Element. It runs fine. It's just bugging me that. And so I called them and asked them, well, what related to me caused this rise in the bill? And they just had generalities about, oh, inflationary environment. So that bugs me a lot.
It's crazy. It is. Yeah, no, I look, I feel your frustration because I'm dealing with the same thing. Spencer, what's bugging you?
Michelle Obama. I don't know if people remember, and what I'm going to tell you came from Senator Bill Nelson and Senator Marco Rubio's office, although Marco Rubio, they were supposed to get back to me years ago, never did. Senator Nelson's girl got mad at me and started yelling at me. According to them, in 2007, we sent $678 million to Tony Towns Whitley, who was Michelle Obama's college roommate. Now, that was for the Obamacare, whatever you call it, internet thing. Of course, it failed. Well, nobody would come back and tell me who investigated. Where's our money? Blah, blah, blah. They didn't care. But that's Michelle Obama and Tony Taylor Whitley.
Hmm. Could be the same people that were making solar panels that had trouble staying in business.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeff. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, I just saw a clip of Biden saying one of the reasons he got into politics was because of the abuse of power. Well, what does he mean by that? He saw that he could take advantage of the abuse of power or that he was going to eradicate the abuse of power? The man is Satan. God bless America.
I think he answered his own question there, didn't he? Yeah.
It really, think about it. If you're a speechwriter for Biden right now, you literally could write anything you want.
Yeah.
And he's not going to question it. He's going to just do his best to get through it on the teleprompter. But he gave his doom and gloom speech, you know, worried about the oligarchy that's taking over. So I don't know if somebody said, and do this in your, like you're mad.
Mm-hmm.
Or he just added that on his, I don't know.
He doesn't know.
It is 7:28. Appreciate the participation in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, former Sheriff Emery Ganey speaking up for Pam Bondi. Details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Inauguration Day.
He made history.
Trump.
On day one, I will terminate every single open border policy.
A historic new America.
Drill, baby, drill.
Happens on the sky.
And we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
A new way.
Great country with low taxes and strong military.
This.
We have a window of opportunity.
Is.
And we've got to be ready to govern.
It.
And we've got to be ready to lead.
News Talk 97.3.
We're going to turn this country around so fast.
The sky.
The sky.
We enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
And I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here.
Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3.
The Sky.
The Sky.
Happy Friday. Come on, weekend. It is 7:35. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy, the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcasts. Some great stuff, great material, information, interviews, all that. You won't miss a minute of the show. Just click on subscribe and shoot out of my attorneys general.
That always sounds odd, but it is correct. Yeah.
From 20 states are urging the U.S. Senate to quickly confirm President-elect Donald Trump's nominees for Attorney General, Secretary of Homeland Security, and FBI Director. And there was, like I said, 20 of them. And so they're supporting Governor Kristi Noem, DHS Secretary nominee Pam Bondi, Trump's nominee for Attorney General. So you got Kristi Noem, Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, the FBI, and here's what the letter said, basically, quote, even under ordinary circumstances, it is imperative that President Trump have his national security team in place on day one. We are not in ordinary times. The events over the New Year holiday are a grim reminder of why any delay in confirming America First leaders to these important posts is unacceptable. So hopefully they will know that. And it's not, I mean, it is such the rare thing that somebody doesn't get confirmed. All you would be doing is really just killing time. And this is not the time to play that game. But that's, it is D.C., it is politics. So anything is possible. A little closer to home, Jacksonville. Big old bust. Yep. A year-long drug bust operation has come to a successful end after the arrest of multiple drug traffickers with cartel connections. Cartel connections. So this is, you know, people up the ladder. In fact, they called it Operation Jacob's Ladder.
Wow.
The people up and down the ladder. Mm. Now, what I noticed from these photographs, I got to tell you, you know, it's too bad these are drug dealers and they're getting busted because here's a group of people.
Yeah.
That look like they're all different colors. There's males, there's females,
mm-hmm.
black, white, Hispanic, you know, young, old.
Really?
I mean, it is
diversity.
Like, yeah, and it's not like they had to follow DEI. Like, hey, we're trying to move some of these drugs through Texas.
Uh-huh.
You know, we need us a good Texan boy, or man, we need somebody that's bilingual.
Oh my goodness!
It's just they didn't say we need this or that. These were people who were the best suited for that job.
But in the movies, they're always just all Mexicans who don't speak English hardly, except for the one guy.
You know, these guys really were. I mean, I'm telling you,
interesting.
It's like a mosaic.
Wow.
And but no, on a serious level,
that is
every town is a border town.
Yep.
I know you hear it, but this is a prime example. Mm-hmm. Thursday afternoon, Jacksonville Sheriff T.K. Waters announced the successful completion of Operation Jacob's Ladder. It was created to dismantle Jacksonville drug distribution rings and those throughout the state, along with Georgia, North Carolina, Texas, and Mexico. So it's a big operation, and it appears that they've been very successful. They had the help of the DEA, FHP, and FDLE. And their main target was drug distributors in Jacksonville, but then also where those tentacles led to. They distributed fentanyl, cocaine, and meth.
Wow.
And, yeah, well, and whoever's working, you know, undercover, whatever, that's what they did. And they received those drugs from the Gulf Cartel, based along the Texas-Mexican border. And so they made a major bust. They confiscated 2.3 kilos of fentanyl. It's interesting. Why? Cocaine, sometimes they'll do it in grams
mm-hmm.
or kilograms, kilos.
Yep.
That's 2.2 pounds, approximately, for those who don't know. But they do the marijuana in pounds. 74 pounds of marijuana.
That's interesting.
Isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
And I'm like, how are these school kids going to learn these days? You have one way or the other?
Metric or not?
I was actually a fan of metric when I was a kid. And
really?
The other kids were complaining. I go, well, it makes sense. It converts in every way. It's based
on, make sense.
Tens yes. or whatever.
I totally get it. But we were supposed to be, through that whole conversion
yes.
process when we were in, like, elementary school. But we're a little stubborn.
Let me tell you how much time passed since we first talked about it yes. and how we really haven't engaged in the metric system.
Yeah.
Because when we were learning about the metric system,
yeah.
we were coming into an ice age, according to science.
You're right. You're right.
And here we are coming
survived
into
it.
Burning hell.
I wish it would warm up just a little bit. Just saying.
Yeah, life is about
warming when you need
life
it.
Is so about what we're feeling right here and right now.
Exactly.
That's why you don't go grocery shopping when you're hungry. All right. So anyway, no, this was a major bust. So they got 2.3 kilos. OK, so what are we talking for eight? Let's say about 7 pounds. 7 pounds.
That's a lot.
Of fentanyl. Oh, yeah. It only takes a little tiny bit to kill people. And then 74 kilos, so 150, 180 pounds of cocaine.
Mm.
And 74 pounds of marijuana. Oh, they also got MDMA, otherwise known as ecstasy.
Oh.
731 grams. I don't know how much, what a dose is considered or whatever, but they also got $212,000 in cash.
Mm.
And that's, you know, that's the thing that I miss that the drug dealers still have.
Cash?
They got their own, like, little, what would you used to call it in the office? Not a slush fund, but there was, you know, there was cash available.
Like a little money box. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little metal money box that every office had.
And nobody has that anymore.
Petty cash, we'd call
petty
it.
Petty cash.
Yeah.
Tom Petty cash.
We wish we had such petty cash anymore.
Now we live like refugees. But $212,000 they had in cash. 8 rifles, 5 handguns. No, Greg, I'm sorry. They didn't tell me exactly
what kind.
What kind,
HK or FNs or no? Don't know.
Okay. No.
Well, they leave out the important part. We know how much, how many kilos.
It doesn't really matter because they usually don't resell the confiscated stuff, do they?
Oh, no.
I mean,
if I could get a good deal,
you might find an agency that does, but
probably.
I kind of steer clear of that.
Probably so.
They also got 2 trafficking vehicles along with a tractor trailer used for trafficking. That's when you know they're at a different level. Yeah, we have a tractor trailer we use. Oh, okay. Now, that's also when you get that big wholesale discount, right?
Oh, it's all in volume.
We're like the Costco of drug dealers. Now, come on. We're going to give you a deal. Come on in here. Got a whole pallet full of fentanyl for you. Now, it is good job, Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff's office, huge. That is a huge bust. Now, here's what we have to kind of hope for. We're going to have a lot of this before we can put the squeeze on the cartels. Trump will do that. But it's going to take time. But busts like this, we're going to have to do to kind of shut down the ones that are existing and all that. And then hopefully a lot of these supplies, especially with the fentanyl, you hope that it dries up. Although I did see a thing recently where, I don't know if they were actually being like manufactured or whatever, but you know, these key ingredients that you make fentanyl out of, you know, they've been coming from China. They go to the cartels, they pop them out of these little pill pressers and stuff and make it look like, that's just like Mob Xanax, man, when she's wigging out, losing her mind. Seems to calm her down. I'll take one of these. So that's what, you know, obviously a lot of people think, and that's why the number one killer of Americans age 18 to 45 is fentanyl poisoning. Yeah. So I heard now some of these key ingredients could be coming from Africa.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think maybe in an effort for China to say, we're not doing that anymore.
Uh-huh.
But they have made such inroads in Africa for a myriad of reasons.
That's true.
That's going to be their little scapegoat for now, I think. We'll follow this and follow up on it. It is 7:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, we'll have the former sheriff, Emory Ganey, to talk about, you know, Pam Bondi, and we'll ask him about his thoughts about her being attorney general, and we know he said some good things. We'll ask him. 97.3 The Sky.
Mark Levin.
Our philosophy is not a violent philosophy. We're not interested in overthrowing anything.
6 weeknights.
We want people to embrace, enforce, execute the Constitution of the United States. We're defending liberty.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday, 7:50 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Waiting for the sun to come out, and the sun better come out, Greg. Can you, what are the odds? What kind of guarantees can you give us about the actual sun appearing today?
It actually will appear today, yes.
I like that.
Guaranteed, yeah.
I like that. Yep. Hey, coming up, Emory Ganey, former sheriff, is going to join us, and he really, you know, didn't have his badge on. He wasn't in a official capacity, but he was up in D.C. In fact, he's still in D.C.
Yes, he's still there.
We're going to ask him why he was there, what he said, what's going on. What the future holds, maybe? Retirement. The guy's put in like...
He's retired at least twice so far.
Been law enforcement for like about 70 years.
50, 60, 70 years. Yeah, something like
but
that.
But he's still young.
Well, he's been sheriff twice, you know, Marion County, Alachua County. He was a deputy, chief of staff for Pam Bondi. I mean, he's been around.
Hey, random bunny trail.
Yes, go for it. We'll
follow you. Because I know I can talk about cars at any time, and you're plugged in.
Absolutely.
You're familiar with these Mecum auctions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like watching those.
Oh, I do too.
And I threaten myself sometimes with actually going to Kissimmee and doing something really stupid with my 401k.
Uh-huh.
So far, I've resisted. But they had a car, and it was a convertible, and it was so pretty.
Yeah.
It was a Kaiser.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Do you remember that car?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so this was in the 40s, and this was another try-hard competitor to the big three.
Yes.
No, and it was it as famous as like the Tucker? Because see, Tucker, they made a movie.
Yeah, that was
Jeff Bridges played Tucker.
That was so far ahead of everything in its time, though. So
apparently, the Kaiser, in some ways, I guess, kind of was too. At least in design, they want that sleeker look. When the big three were still doing, you know, bubbly, boxier, they were going a little more sleek.
Right.
But I thought to myself, and this was like 1947 or something, let's just say, or 49. And I thought to myself, hey, this was right after World War II. Okay. And a lot of our soldiers died fighting the Germans.
Right.
And you're trying to market a car called Kaiser.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
That's what I thought of.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
But I think it was, what'd that car go for? I think it went for over $100,000.
Well, I'll just throw you the little tidbit. So Kaiser later becomes Kaiser Frazier. You get Hudson involved in there. You get Nash. You get Rambler. Eventually all became AMC, American Motors, which got bought up by Chrysler years later.
Did you say Nash?
Yeah, Nash. Yeah.
What about Crosby and Stills?
They were just out. Yeah.
I think probably especially younger. Well, I don't know that younger people even give a hoot, to be honest with you, about the cars, the car manufacturing. I mean, as
not
kids.
So much. Not as much now.
We were kids where we geeked out about it. Man, you knew when you turned 15, you knew, you know, to get that restricted license as soon as you possibly could. 16, you went. The only thing to even look forward to on your 16th birthday is I'm going to be flipping driving.
No, these kids, they wait till they're 23 and get their license and then wonder why their insurance is so high. I'm like, because you've not had years of experience already. But you're starting at the worst rate again. You just happen to be older.
Do you think that if we had, you know, the little smartphones and all the silly games you play on there and all that stuff, that maybe we wouldn't have been as geeked out about cars and, you know, well, everything. Cars, motorcycles, things with motors.
I think so.
When you're a kid.
I think that definitely makes a difference. If your world is virtual and it's on a screen, you're not out wrenching under, you know, in your neighbor's garage or your best friend whose older brother
working
on a 69 Camaro or something like that. Yeah, you miss out on all that.
Yeah, an old Mustang Mach 1. Good time. See, that's in big time in the memory bank there of cool stuff, you know? Anyway, thanks for letting me take a little random money trail. Speaking of, you know, Wanda drive cars, motorcycles, and all that. A lot of people like to fly airplanes, and I've got a related story coming up. But first, Hangman, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, talking about those cars you just mentioned, man, I'll tell you what, growing up, when I was in high school, and my mom was in real estate, and my dad, in his infinite wisdom, thought that the best car for my mom was an AMC Pacer. You remember that car?
We had one.
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, because it had all windows.
Oh, yeah.
A bubble car. And,
yeah.
And said, oh, you'll be able to see properties all over the place. Well, my sister, she going to community college, she blew the thing up. So, I mean, I was so glad that thing was gone. I couldn't stand that car.
I have one of those stories that it's hard to admit to, but if I'm going to come clean, we were at the auto show in Detroit, me and my dad, and I was probably 10 or 12, whenever the AMC Pacer was first came out. So maybe I was even 13.
It was like 75.
75, yeah. Okay. So I first saw, I fell in love with it. I go, that is the coolest car ever. Dad, you got to buy one, And he was like, I couldn't tell if he was excited or not. He just said, son, I work for Chrysler.
Yeah.
And oh my God, did that car, over the course of probably about 2 years, all of a sudden, I looked at the same exact car.
Sure.
And it was the most hideous thing I had literally ever seen on the road. How could that be? How could it change that much?
That's amazing.
When other cars that I thought were cool, still were cool. Cars I thought were ugly were still ugly. But the Pacer grabbed me right away.
Yeah.
And then later I go, oh, it's kind of like as a kid, I had beer goggles on. And that car looked like the hottest chick in there.
And then she wasn't.
And then I chewed my arm off and left quickly. Only because we're going to break. I probably could have finished in a classier way, but I know.
They're out of time.
When time is of concern, I just revert back to my natural, 12 or 13-year-old ways, basically. Stand by. More to come.
Is Sky News.
Senate confirmation battles.
The Department of Defense under Donald Trump will achieve peace through strength.
Trending stories.
Increasing wind event is upon us.
And why they matter.
Gavin is largely incompetent.
Breaks my heart. People are suffering and struggling.
The mayor is largely incompetent.
What worked? What didn't work?
What they've done is terrible.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.